As a candidate, President-elect Donald Trump said he'd liberate business by striking as much as 70% of federal regulations. Trump vowed to dump Obama-era policies and unleash the energy industry to produce more oil, gas, and coal. It would seem like good times for natural resource extraction in Alaska. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, Trump will find some policies easier to dismantle than others.
President Obama's policies for Alaska are embedded in a variety of documents: executive orders, memoranda, agency action, and formal rules. Some can be undone with the stroke of a pen. Consider the Pebble Mine, a massive project proposed for southwest Alaska that opponents say is a threat to the salmon runs of Bristol Bay. Pebble spokesman Mike Keatwall says it's unlikely Trump would want to continue the EPA's effort to block the mine using the so-called veto authority in the Clean Water Act.
Mr. Trump campaigned on halting and reversing the EPA overreach across, you know, the country.
Heatwall says he doesn't know if Trump has specifically taken a position on Pebble, but he says he sees no reason why Trump's EPA wouldn't just reverse course.
Certainly the EPA's, you know, preemptive actions against Pebble, could probably call it a poster child in that regard in terms of EPA overreach.
Earth Justice attorney Tom Waldo also says there's nothing stopping the EPA from making a U-turn on Pebble.
Yes, I think it's entirely possible that EPA in a Trump administration may choose not to continue the process.
Waldo says he hopes Pebble won't get the financing it needs to proceed, and if it does, it will still need federal permits.
There are laws that protect the resources in Alaska and in the United States, and there are procedures that agencies are required to go through in making changes. And we will be vigilant to ensure that the laws are obeyed and the procedures are followed.
President Obama has issued hundreds of executive orders and memos that Trump can undo once he takes office. But some of Obama's Alaska policy is enshrined in formal rules, and they're more firmly set. Among them are restrictions on predator hunting in Alaska's national preserves and refuges, which opponents see as Obama intruding on Alaska's right to manage fish and game, and Arctic drilling standards. The so-called WOTUS rule, defining which waters are subject to the Clean Water Act, would also have a big impact in Alaska.
It takes a lot of work to overturn a policy that has already been set by a rule.
That's Tom Lorenzen, a Washington, D.C. lawyer at the firm Kroll and Mooring. He used to work for the government defending EPA regulations. Generally, to toss a regulation, you have to go through the same laborious rulemaking procedure it took to get the reg on the books, with notices, public comment periods, and a lot of documentation. It can take a year or more. And then, Lorenzen says, whatever group liked the rule as it was will likely sue.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been through two transitions from Clinton to Bush and from Bush to Obama, both inside the Department of Justice, and it is not as easy as people might lead one to believe.
Case in point, the roadless rule for national forests. President Bill Clinton's regulation lives on despite the Bush administration's best efforts to kill it. We'll see if President Trump takes a stab. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.